Realize last year or the year Is it not that when we are called to call it in the home, it is also something that I experience? And then you put them in there, the same form, all in Buddhist one. And then they finalize the report, they present it to the house place to them. It's a very good report, but go back and everywhere. Surely we must continue to do it. And then it's one thing that we have presented, this thing we have adopted, this and one person based on the community, this is the last thing. Because otherwise we have to reappoint them. Because we appointed them precisely because of the criteria that we use. It's in the same task that we are giving them, the best thing is to resuscitate the community, whatever we call it. But I think we can reestablish the community. Just go there, do this for them.
Mr. Rose, provided that the household speaker can revive the committee to continue.
Okay, for instance, since we agreed on that, the Mansouria plan, it's important that we should bring something that was rejected already. And then we revived it. Some of us may be rejected because we are not taking to accept that in order to kill it completely. And again, it's using personality to design the rules that is the tender. And then individual must be guided by the rules, and the rules guide individual. And then I think we are fine on that, and I think on composition, there's no issue that you wanted to raise. And then I think we are fine on decision, any issue there? H5. That seems a very clear one. And of course, in terms of rule 133, what is the rule 133?
The
quorum. Yeah, quorum, yeah. Okay. Can we go to... Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to talk about the minority report in terms of that ad hoc commission report. Provision for a minority party to indicate their point of view in that committee report. It isn't a provision at the moment, and I would like to recommend that provision. Have you considered this before in terms of majority rules.
the fact that you are part of the committee, you have proven never buy, you can't do the shame to start up your board that you face the committee member of the committee.
No, I thought that's
when I
opposition is needed for someone to tell the issue, and then they declare the position now that to tell what they know. When I listen to them, you always want to hear how the opposition has a view. So I took it that you, I know a lot of rules commission because you had a different understanding of this development. And you're not so hard on it. Why I want to persuade you to look at it, I hear what you're about to say, but maybe it's just cutting yourself a little short if you don't. While there's a maturity view, I would think for the sake of Parliament to continue learning, for the parties that then come and different understanding of the issue itself and directed by their own policies. The opposition of Congress, too, we make sure that we stick to our policies. But I'm just asking, is it not possible then to allow some minorities to express their view? So that even if I'm right when you're saying on a level of society, that you should not allow. But if parties say policy wise, so the institution can learn, for them, I mean, it's about policy, not when Parliament is about policy, and if Parliament is about policy, I'm definitely shocked. There's no way wherever parliamentarians from the minorities feel that they should also use their constructiveness in assisting the democracy to express that policy. For me, I want you to think up to that if it's going to have the democratic processes in Parliament, that's fine with me. If it's not going to express whatever chapter become hard to speak in that. But let the rules allow minorities and once we say something constructive as concerned their participants. Not to challenge the original issues. I'm not going to want to allow. We want us to say maybe both if you look at the different arena of SPs, but also in the daily policy, some of them are very economical. I mean, they're very experienced in terms of how they deal with the economic of countries. And I find them less constructive because they say, can you improve the economy by considering this type of development? If that's a policy decision that they survive, we want to suppress it. So if we have growth in society, not only the authority of the ruling party, but growth in society, parliaments are going to be an institution of that nature. How do we continuously encourage necessary developments to be reflected? We might not disagree with those politicians, but the broader society might appreciate and take a lesson out of that as we go down the line. That's not our idea to pursue much.
Okay, now we consider some of these. I thought the reason why we say every time we give you the money, you want to make a declaration. I thought declaration is meant as second. That the party is objecting to this because of this reason. And then there's 3 minutes for every party that makes a declaration. I don't think in a report you should do so. Once the report is approved by the committee majority, it becomes a report of the committee. But in the House, you allow parties to make declaration. That declaration is always have at the point of the analysis. That you know exactly what is the reason that objecting to this one. And then to me, I think it's a hard decision.
Just looking to see if in terms of the legislative process, the minority you accepted, I think it's
21.
All reports, minority views should be reflected, decisions or views should be reflected, so not the exact words shouldn't be captured, but just where there was points of disagreement, those should be brought So it's the same type of provision as for bills. In terms of ad hoc committees, because the general rules of application apply, where there is disagreements on in an ad hoc committee, in the report that those different views would be reflected. So that is covered, I think, in terms of our new proposal.
No, I think you have really the spirit that you have to care about this. That's the worship.
commentary to pass in then, and you want to have that thing for you to comment on something. And I think that would be that one. But the legislative process, that is still going to be reviewing also at that point. I can actually be a very good application. General application. And then the issue is for... We don't have that one.
Yeah, but this is such an important report. It cannot give them the acknowledgement of truth. I would like to propose there was a workshop held many years back, and a document was formulated which laid down the whole idea of what was proposed or what the chief of forum should be dealing with. I would like to propose that document be brought before us, that we look at that, and we then gravel with this thing from there. And so I would like to get this particular one be held over and let us look at that document. I see Ms. Steinbeck Jr. go in, so maybe it is there. I don't recall having seen it, but if it is in fact there, then we all have to go back and consult our documents. I would like us to look at that document so that we can properly formulate what the people's forum is all about.
Thank you.
page I just want to before which the parliament could come up with this issue. Maybe the important forum, which is one of the quite but yet the which the national action in recognition of tax must be allowed to end all four kind matters and education because even if how much you trust the research, not everything can be written down in the rules. So the speaker must be, politically the speaker is a politician. It's not an administrator in what type of person he is. Not only so that that's the kind of head of the political party, he has a top of the council of politicians. For me, that's not what I'm looking for.
No, no. But I get that because it's a political management structure. You may not want to be very resource specific on this kitchen. I think that is very clear what is the function. It's coordination and also for consultation purposes. You must keep them in a hand, but we shouldn't regulate policy system. You know. The chief from hand to hand can convene this staff that they speak a very practical case for consultation and coordination on the work of Parliament. But I think it's important that they coordinate only work for Parliament. They don't coordinate matters of faith.
Oh.
Whether this is faith-based or relationship or what. And I know I'm not going to do that. You come there, you want to deal with matters of matters of not a very useful thing to do.
Court down. Can you bring a lot of people understand this work? Chairperson, are many, I was on the committee of seniors.
I said to housing that you could report 10.
Okay, but housing is different to the national thing.
No,
but okay, whatever. Chairperson, with all due respect, everything.
Head office of the whole of our mission, that's very important.
All significant things that happen. All significant things that have happened in the world emanate from that committee, from the sequence forum. The support for the members, the computerization of Parliament. Hang on, you're laughing. It's fact. It's factual. The decorum of this Parliament we discussed there. Sorry. If you really look at it, that is where it happens. That's where it should be happening. The parliamentary budget should be discussed initially at that level. I'm saying to you that there's a lot more to this forum, and that's why I'm proposing again that we go back and we find that source, that document from that workshop. If nothing comes out of it, that's fine, and nothing comes out of it. I'm saying that there's a document with very, very worthwhile information that should be looked at before we finalise the issue of
chief of support. It's a very important thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very, very important stuff.
Of members of Parliament. So, you know, I just want to say, Cyril, that I understand where she's coming from in terms of getting that report. There was also another workshop in 2008.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it really achieved. I never saw the report, but then, quite frankly, I retired shortly after that. So it was such a disappointment that I had to retire. So, what am I talking about? You know that? Why am I not this way?
No, that one. The forum in the house, they used to work very well. The point that I'm saying, the forum, unless we design exactly what it should do, it's going to discuss what is the issue that you always discuss now. How do you go to encourage people to go to church? And that is what the Jesus church is for. And then all these things that we are doing later. But that's why they're saying that we are taking it wrong. And as a result of that, he ended up being not respected by anyone. And then become a laughing stock because of not that. I think we didn't design it correctly in terms of the function of the structure. At a broad level, you know, to be able to cut those making functions. That gives a whole politics of parliament where we're able to persuade each other on how parliament would work. And then, in my view, the fact that that should be, in fact, when parliament is in crisis, this structure must be held accountable. Because that's the center of ensuring that parliament functions very well. If I was not doing that anyway. And then the point of that, I think, I'm not about in the leadership report anyway, I think we'll take it to that game to the higher level again. And that we don't end up discussing soccer games, and then allocation of cases, all the kids and that's why we're spending time. People take 20 minutes on it and move. Precisely because of that, we're almost now leading up astray on some of the issues that are done. But it's a very important political structure. If we can structure it without of course managing policies, but we should give some kind of political guidelines. Because we are funded anyway, you know, that they're funded.
No, that's the point that
I'm doing. Oh, that was one. No, there's a lady there. I must say,
ladies first. Thank you, Jay. I was, if you look at Rule 1089, there Jesus found in the chief of school to determine sequence of questions and statements. And the Super Forum determines that from time to time, but also under the rule you'll see that appropriate amendments to Section 1 must be considered. So I was looking at Rule 198, functions and powers of the House of Chairperson, of the Committee of Chairperson. And it says, you can formulate the rule that says to make recommendations to the Rule Committee or the Programming Committee regarding any matter affecting the scheduling and functioning of the assembly committee, subcommittee, or assembly forum. So they determine the sequence, party sequences that determine global times and dates and things like that. So those need to be adopted surely at the rules committee so that you make the subcommittee decision.
I think the part of the problem is that it was meant to be a consultative forum and set very broadly for the discussion and coordination of matters for which the whips are responsible. Now the view is held that the whips are responsible for all aspects of the functioning of Parliament, including even members' benefits. So,
yeah.
So that all those issues begin to be discussed in the chief forum. That's fine as far as it goes, but something has to come out of that process. If there is agreement reached between political parties on these issues, where does it feed into them? They're not decision-making. It's not a decision-making body. They don't impose policy. And at the same time, you have all these other structures, which are the policy-making structures. Is one of those regularly fed in there, or is the chief of forum being used as an alternative forum? And is that making the formal structures less popular? Is it because members are getting a better hearing, are better able to reach compromises in the chief of forum? So you know, I'm is this a chief of forum become something it wasn't meant to be? I don't know, but the key issue is I think the rules should reflect whether other discussions, where that goes afterwards. The Rules Committee, DOA, whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
more beliefs than that. And of course, this is very clear. Ishaya, hey, the Honorable Member from the group, the most senior people, very well invested in the institution that comes to the meeting. And I'm not sure what the chairperson's committee is invaded by the committee of chairperson. I don't know what he's doing. He might be out. So he was saying in the function, he's a speaker, a consultant, so he does absorb your consultant. The point is the point is just that we're expecting them to be assisting the speaker in some of the views aspects. So there's, you don't come to the rules committee because the rules committee takes the day-to-day issues. And we all, the rules committee itself, after the day-to-day issues, has made the speaker alive from the issues that he sees as problems. And then appeals to the WIFI forum to be able to dissolve and assist in the resolving the speech. So you resolve tensions in parallel from that particular touch. That's how I use it to deal with it. Because it was like, you wake up tomorrow, a member is born, and there's an issue. And there's no, sometimes there's no room. You see, as I said, there wouldn't be a room if I speak from the African National Congress point of view. You see, the Constitution is not explicit. We're going to remove the president. It's not explicit. It does talk about it, but the African National Congress has its own difficulty when it moved Congress Town, the former president. And how do you bring that into parliament? So the only forum that I would advise the party was that, look, let's go to the new party forum and set the discussion there and let's get it by you. And I knew that is not that is the particular view of Tabo, so you know short of the view. And I'm not religious, I'm just so at that level, because you don't want the country to go into a crisis and parliament becomes that institution that's prepared to come. So that's where the chief minister comes from the moment. Sometimes, as I said, with the National Council of Provinces, when the issues there, they have to come politically there. And then all of that structure, its responsibility is to help the speaker. So you refer everything back to the speaker for him to make the final political decision. But the speaker is not an administrator of parliament. He's a politician. You know, from sitting in a party. We take very seriously to bring mercy on the serious situation from us to say, parliament can't be true. To go render the crisis in the country. Second person in command is the speaker. And you can't have an administrator who's a speaker, who's called that minister. I mean, Frino are very conscious about that. Frino wouldn't listen to this people like that. But you may put that decision that will benefit the country for the country to move forward. And that's how we should view the speaker. And that's how we should view the people by his forum. And then the rest of the rules community can be administered under the but the people party is here to assist. Look when you want to introduce, when the speaker wanted to introduce the level of discipline in parliament, where does he appear? He comes from the school, no, right? I mean, it's not easy for him to come to parliament and tell us that they are steady, can he be disciplined? Typical of us now. But if you go to parties, and party heads, and talk to them, so for me, that is the experience that we are trying to work into a practical structure, rather than an administrative structure. We don't want them to administer. The rules court must deal with programming and deal with programming. And that's the problem politically. Then we're referring to speaker calling that meeting of the issues. Can they resolve the matter of the constitution? Look at the court's no confidence. This one didn't have that experience. It's not in the constitution. And we're finding a mechanism of dealing with that matter outside the real fora that is created in Parliament. Which the political matter is not in the constitution. What could we do? And how do you approach it? So when the party officials that I experienced it, tell us how to resolve this matter, what should we do? The people's forum becomes that type of person that helps you in those types of questions. That's how we should understand it.
Okay. You know that you can't buy all those things in the home. Because political management, you said that is a principle, political management and processes should be left to political management processes. That's what the framework I want to put here. What is the function of this forum? In the coordination of the work in parliament. That's really all about work in parliament and coordinate consequences and and then they may also raise issues of members' benefit. In fact, members of the that discuss that.
Yeah.
But that's why Councillor says that once we discuss their way to table, they simply disappear. Because there is no fee that we create to ensure that the valid issues that are raised in there. So I doubt that that's a point. Okay.
Having been there also for a while now, I would say that it's an important structure, but I get the sense that in recent months it's been fighting for its space. Secondly, it's been also fighting for its budget, and it's not allocated a specific budget as the function it's supposed to do. The current chief of us starting to make a difference in terms of delineating what belongs to us as chief works forum and what falls under members' facilities, PDRR and house chair. I would say, Honourable Boyle, that the presence of those house chairs, they are important because you ask questions and instead of waiting for the next chief of forum for a response, they are able to respond on the spot. I would like to suggest that next year we ask people to come and present to this house team. For example, I think we were going to ask Johnny Tilanda and so on and so forth, that we do ask the people of the ANC to come and also tell us how he sees this body working. It's not a rule, but it's like a loose convention that has now become part and parcel of the agenda and how we work. So it would be useful to hear from him how he feels, because we can see clearly that he's shaping it in a particular way, and irrelevant stuff is getting chucked out. With regard to the composition, I have a question for 281E. Why? Why would you need a committee chairperson designated by the committee of chairpersons to be there? If you have the house chair there, I think that's sufficient. So I would just only say that one.
No,
there's that kind of. Are we going to proceed talking on this thing now, or are we going to hold it over until we've had time to discuss this, until we've heard from the chief? If it makes sense to me to proceed on that basis rather than proceed now and come back and have it all over again. No, it wasn't produced by me, it was produced by the ANC in fact. At the workshop run by the ANC, which all the other groups were invited, I can recall having been invited to make a presentation at that particular, but I certainly didn't record it, it was recorded. But I think that is an important document because it sets the guidelines for what is expected of a whip in general, and I think that is something that the members don't even understand.
Okay, no, I think we'll look. I think the document is the one that was prepared by Andy Smith. Or Andy Smith, huh? Well, I'll read about that again for all political management and how it should function in other areas that are prepared by. And I guess that in my view, the functions and powers that are brought that they are, they really are better. Because we must allow them space without limiting them in terms of the rules to function. That we shouldn't have everything here for the local management of this team. Because this team will invite many people from time to time to come and assist them to take a form and form decision. So they are not decision making structure. But they do find large anyway, influence other decision making structure in Parliament. I think we should do that. And we can come back to that and put it in the issue that we want to add in terms of the report of the
management.
So no, come back. We'll come back with it also. That will come. The report must be made available.
Also,
the specific
recommendations of the
meeting,
I mean, my feeling
is to
be on that, they also
have
some specific recommendations.
Okay, no, there's no harm for us to revisit it, get all that information, give it to members, when we come to an extension at this year, because of that.
In the documents that were distributed right at the beginning of this process, one of them is a discussion, the report of the Chief of Forum Study Tour to the Swedish Riksdag and the British House of Commons with 10, in which they do make certain recommendations as well. But I will, if I can. ask, there was, in my mind, based on the discussions, I just wanted to ask the view of members whether we should include a rule that says, I think a lot of my colleagues implied it at least, that similar to the committee of chairpersons, whether the chief whips forum should be able to make recommendations to the program committee and the rules committee. And if that is the case, because that is what they currently do, they do make recommendations, or they certainly do come up with proposals which are to the program committee, and in fact that is one of their functions in terms of the rules. But whether, if that is added as a rule, whether to make decisions, because if you look at the composition, it's not representative. Obviously, it's just comprised of the chief whips, so the majority party is not in the majority. Now, that wouldn't necessarily matter because any recommendations would be put to a committee like the program committee where the majority now are in the majority, so I'm not sure that would necessarily make a difference. But I was just wondering whether you could have a rule saying that they do have power to make recommendations, because that might alleviate this problem, as you suggested, of them not understanding how to take matters forward.
Well, they must make
in the reality, what a team would require to. And the chief whip has delegated you to have personal views on the prevention of organs. And that's where you're going to be presenting your views of organs. So even if the chief whip can do quite in the forum, it's not going to say something different from what you're saying, because I know where we sit at in the practice, what we can do matter, and your report will be discussed, and some type of discussion can happen. But also in terms of programming, the way we are trying to reduce the work of speaker. Greg, the president, has said we were there, and he takes his mandate. So we did the chicken for the team here. We have designed the strategies of the English, the political piece of important. So we do have the political piece of important outside that meet and discuss. So the government has seen that because it's part of his work. So that you are accountable to us, where we feel that quite a lot of ideas that we share with you, we're quite confident that it's not just of ourselves, they come from a particular structure. And he himself has made it possible for us to deal, even for example, what are the issues we think should deal with in the whole party and even in other forums that are being created. It's a less traditional one to assess ourselves on, which was a little bit of a failure, because we've been trying to deal with it. So I would encourage this one to respect that way of operation and allow us to give the reporter to the chief to be the issue that we don't think can be resolved. But we would love to suggest that we are making here in our structure, just to be able to allow the structure to work. But for me, let's keep this structure as a political structure. Let's not tell the board every member of the NGO that is being given as a committee. And right here, you know, quite a lot of people that any government can be discussed.
I think what you should do then is allow the stage to write and bring that report to the teachers. We may find something very interesting in those reports. There are lots of careful points that are already. If the data is so important, we will not be able to make the recommendation. Because that will be much harder than the first member of parliament. They should make the recommendation in those teachers. And if they did computers, then I think the computer will be I was doing craft deals, and that's obviously really cheap, great deal. When I did,
you honestly believe that perhaps the most important contribution in this whole discussion was made by Einstein the senior in terms of what happens to the decisions taken? I wonder how many decisions over the years the chief explorer has taken. And what happened to those decisions? What happened to those recommendations? They were just lost. I really do believe that when we consider this, the point he made is the most significant.
Okay, now, in terms of capture, this is a very important point for us. It's a very important factor, it's a very important part of the but this one, the decision maker, in part, a very clear people should then. And then, if you do that, I think we must then get the report, and then whatever people can get the report, can refer to us, and then we look at it, and when we come back for the next meeting, we just again look at it, and just put in the function. But again, be mindful of those that you can't be so detailed about the regulation of politics.
Because in fact, the committee, the works forum has taken decisions. With the Hartenot, they actually have over the years taken decisions, which have been put forward as recommendations. And have in many cases resulted in very successful outcomes. So I think that it's something we just want to look at more here.
Okay. Well, we have those who have wanted to take decisions that bite that are such a. Therefore, the rules must be very clear for them. Therefore, it becomes almost a structure of the parliament. And then the subcommittee in parliament, or committee in parliament, therefore, we must. And okay, no, I think we'll do that. I think we are going to get through this. Work on it. I think we are good at the lead of that. I know that you used to fight it much on.
Very interesting. It was like making sure Parliament
Polish anyway, no one comes. That's why they want to. I think they should use Polish.
They
want
to
use
Czech for the
No, no, I'm just saying that.
No,
I'm just saying to what it is. One thing that is an advantage in the party. This is a conference to delegate responsibility to anything that those our FOD, the whole affairs of our state is the party to a position very serious. When you're not an NEC member, you go and an NEC member. That was what it is. And that's how
I think that the actually I think that the spirit are not too serious about this part. But the part is very serious, I think we must do that. Get this report to the room.
Yes.
And then we can then sit down and discuss.
One last thing.
There's an argument about the importance of the sun, but there's no doubt about that. And then we are going to highlight only three or four functions of this room. We should never teach it and play that sun. So that's why I mean they would have this hand they need. Otherwise it would be very difficult to work in that situation. We allow them enough space and time to meet and have a discussion on that. And of course, every time a ship group would decide, well, if the person who shares this meeting decides to convene and do everything, he doesn't want it to disappear. There's a problem that we have. That's why I think the rules committee would be very important to set up the issue of the coordination of another parliament and then the recommendation that we are proposing. But the report will address that more. And then look at some of the issues there. But very thoughtful discussed issues, not too specific on it. And then it was very nice to set up a rule that way. Then they cover everyone, even if we are in majority or minority. At the time, we have to call it. I think I'd like to that. Arrangement of people in the house, President Committee meetings. What do you want to do? That one.
So, that's the first statement, right? To committees. Let's go to page 27. Particular reference to Rule 203F. Is too public important, and I think Member Kali addressed the issue later to say that there are no clear requirements for all other committees around metal public participation. If you look at that one, it says that a committee must ensure public involvement in accordance with the provisions of the Constitution. As for now, that rule applies only to the Standing Committee on Appropriations and Finance. My proposal is that we need to take this on. Make it apply to all other committees of the National Assembly, with the exclusion of the second provision around the money bills amendment, because it would not apply.
Of the nationalist state.
include a special purpose of public involvement. I mean, whatever we do, it must be done in such a way that it involves public and it's open to the citizens. But we must not overemphasize, because then we lose the focus of oversight and keeping the executives to account. And I'm concerned about that, because those, in my reading of the Constitution, are our core functions. Exercise oversight, obviously part of the book, but exercising oversight to other fundamental ones, which keeps them accountable. So I just wanted to ask if there any other additional clause, except this one in the Constitution.
Okay.
We
can give
out an additional clause.
Just very quickly. 57. The National Assembly may determine its own internal reasons and make rules and orders for certain citizens with due regard to representativity and participating democracy. That makes that participating democracy with the outputs.
Okay, according to that, I think that the public participation model will have systems. And of course, it's not going to be the whole, but it will guide the committee that they operate. They are all part of it. The rule will be clear, red broad. Must facilitate, in fact, the Constitution says facilitate public participation. And therefore, because they are doing that, then the model that we have developed is going to be then attached to assist to guide the committees of parliament how to do that in a particular style. Very expensive exercise, I think we must do it. Because this is the first one. I can see, out of your mind. Let us proceed to look at the report.
Excuse your memory,
sir. The next slide is still not considered a kind of battle column.
You're just making the
opposite. And Yannick Boy is making the
opposite.
That arrangement, what you want to do?
I don't understand why it's just about anything. The chief will match the arrangement from the assembly on all the papers that we submit to the directive and not others. Now, this has been working well for a time. But if you look at, maybe it was what we discussed earlier on when we talked about fuel form and personalities. Because in the NCOP, the chairperson of the NCOP signs on board. Yeah. And Speaker was asking at one stage, why don't I sign on board? I chair the program committee. And Speaker chairs the program. But when it comes to order papers, I'm talking about arrangement of business. And these are the keywords. Not what on the order paper for the committee, but arrangement. So what comes number one order, what comes number two order, what comes number two order. A speaker was concerned that he is excluded from this. And when it worked very well. It worked well many, many years. But when it came to a specific point, he then questioned, why am I excluded from this? How come the chief will sign it off? So that was a question very important.
Chair, this discussion comes way back from the first speaker. And I alerted the speaker to the fact that if the speaker is going to get directly involved in the programming and the arrangement of business, those are very, very political functions. And the speaker is going to be in the cross lines of every political gun that could be brought to bear. So I warned her against becoming that directly involved in the program, that she decides what goes onto the order paper and the order in which it goes onto the order paper. And it was as part as a result of those discussions that the program committee was set up. It was recognized that essentially the specifics of what issues are going to be placed above the line for discussion on a particular day and the order in which they what's going to be placed when the media are most interested in the TV cameras on are critically political responsibilities. And I think that the rule reflects that acknowledgement that the program committee will take a broad decision in terms of what issues are going to be on before the House on a particular day, but that final arrangements, whatever may happen from the Thursday program committee meeting to the following Tuesday and Wednesday, finally there's also a political input that's made at the end. And I think that's probably the best way to deal with it. But,
say that you always can continue in the AAP this way. You find it. Yes. So, I mean, putting back myself, I literally don't understand what it does. So, I have to say, first, I didn't understand. And secondly, I don't run parliament. I run the party. The person who runs the parliament is the speaker. And if I'm the one now who digitally has designed the program, of course, not going to be the other party. Because an AAC can be defeated. It's an AAC decision. And that is very problematic for me. That's where the party and the state gets conflicted. You see, because I'm a Democrat. Listen to imagine me for the program of parliament is only greater than that, which is not part of the preservative of the last year that we will delve into the issues that have been designed from there. And then I feed parliament what to do. Definitely so. I'll tell you that when they were raising that, two of them, because practically, Merck is more senior than me, and he's a speaker, and he can't be. I make decisions for him. It's not right. It is something that either if you could, because also it kills other political parties, it's an easy decision, it's not. But also, Merck is an easy leader. There's a leader who is really aware about the environment politics and to be able to kind of broader society. So, maybe it should be reconsidered. It should be taken effective, but given that I'm trouble this time around, we can go to all the chief groups of different parties. Don't you feel the need to be able to call some of those chief groups? It is going to be a good time. Situation that I have, but not giving you the party.
So, subject to these rules, the directors of the program committee and the concurrence of LGP within the government business is prioritized. So, it's not the chief of parliament.
Chairperson, I think we should not change it. I really think we should. And the reason why I'm saying that is that we have to protect again the speaker from the day-to-day fight about matters. You see, to largely, the speaker is also the ceremonial head of Parliament. And I would be very reluctant to drag into this matter. It makes sense that it's the chief whip. And the chief whip here, in fact, in the rules as I read them, there's only one chief whip, which is the chief whip of majority parties. The other whips are the senior whips, the official opposition. What I'm suggesting here is that is and remains the whip's function, as we say, with our direction from programming and the legal governance. I feel we should respect this and try to shield him. If the NCOP has taken another route, doesn't mean that we should follow. In fact, they may be going up the wrong path. I don't think that we should follow it because of that. I'll argue against that.
The most serious problem we ever had in the National Assembly was the first fight in the House, and that was occasioned by a program issue.
Yes.
Well, for the moment, not much. A little panic. Chinese always say, if you are patient, in one moment of end of the day. So, literally, always known about the China man. But let us go see. That's why the rules are really good to be received. No, it seems very big in our discussion. Of course, we have to persuade the caucus to accept the rationale why we think it's important to protect the speaker from social mass. Then I think we should be able to do that. But it happened in this side, it is a situation that this side also should have. And as a result of that, we must be able to balance. You must be logic in mind, you are trying to say, my policy is shift, we can try to adjust to in the order of things. We can't change anything, but it's probably for me that's taking it. And on behalf of the speaker service, I think maybe the parents are going to talk to them. That's the shift. And then I hope also from the next, when are the shift, we can try to find in the order of things.
There you are.
Yeah, I just want to ask a question with regard to 2-3. Now with the House Chairperson of Committees, does that person decide on the sitting? Because I understand committees have to apply to the House Chairperson. Because here it says that the Chief Whip, only with the permission of the Chief Whip can you sit outside unusual meetings or at the time of the assembly is sitting, or if you look over the page. So does it work, I mean, to clarify for me, does it work that you that the committee applies to the House Chair and the House Chair then asks the Chief Whip, or is it the Chief Whip? You ask the Chief Whip and he then instructs the House Chair to sit. Okay. Yeah.
What about it? I'm not sure that the couple of you know who that explanation is.
No, it's a point to
sub 02 as well, which says that in certain circumstances, people must, can only give allow that with permission of the speaker. I think because of financial implications as well as
other. If you're not brought up as well, in that extraordinary meeting, unusual meetings. I'm not sure what would be unusual.
What would be unusual? People's parliament or public hearing?
I think this would be an extraordinary meeting.
Not
ordinary. It's an ordinary meeting, this one. So they have to apply for chief
leadership.
I'm trying to take out of that. It was to take 10 minutes of your time every time.
Yes,
yeah,
go
ahead.
I just want to say this workshop that I referred to is an ideal example, and that was held over a weekend. So I was working that. So permission would have to be granted for that to take place.
It was during the sitting, for instance.
Yeah.
Also, that's the issue. The issue here is that's why Sammy's question is very pertinent.
And I understand anyway. The chairpersons of committees can't find anything that's there now. It's there now, maybe a two-step motion. And if a general looks inside, you must find after knowing that she presents the business report to the committee. You can't approve it because all of us who apply, we go through maturity at a time, not approved. Once we approve it, then we go to the house chair. The house chair and approve it. I think all these meetings have extraordinary meetings. I think that's how it's going to work.
Okay,
that's how it's going to work. You see, when the party complains, you want to deploy for more than anything, then what's going to happen? The answer is the chief is what is going on in the car. The chief is going to have to be the person who is going to be the deployment. So that's where this criticism becomes so much. People say Parliament was the fool. The chief whip is the person that is going to check where is every AAD member that is in our Parliament, where is in the house. The minister of office is the chief whip that is in command to be able to call the even if there is a relative, even the president that is in the house. So this decision is only like that to be able to know about the people that are working with this. By this deployment here, it's also important for them to see the house. When the decision collapses, or when no one is blamed by one, the National Assembly Committee becomes the most important thing in its own capacity to criticize us very heavily. Because you find that many of our secretaries are not members of Parliament, that's what time you go with. And they are responsible to know where is the member. So these things have been associated. You can't tell a lie to the fact to say that I am very busy. Which is your busy with what? That's the first question, busy with that story. But then be able to forward me a branch or anybody invited to provide it to the chief. And if speaker wants to convene parliament, not to convene parliament, then says chief will consume the house. And that becomes very important. So this is how this decision has been held for years now.
Okay. I think that is very
interesting.
Very interesting. I can see you are
you
are not going to be rich now.
That's a much bigger question. Where does it belong? Does it not perhaps belong to our future program? So that it links from programming to what happens in between one programming meeting to the next. You know, the practical arrangements of the order.
Let us look at that in pronunciation. You know. Maybe we find it located for because it's about arrangement of things of the heart. I think it's located for everything. We may of course need to take it to find it. And then unusual meeting, I think we are finding of changes to the unusual meetings. We are upset about that. Yeah, and then now we are proving you to have an assault that the meeting was a plan. Or the client.
And I mean, any membership would have hoped for that particular decision. What are the maintain the staff analysis committee. Because if you make a decision when the chief cook is not aware, then meets a little bit of a problem. So that's why I'm saying let's encourage the relationship between the whole committee and with the chief cook as well. Make them accountable.
That is chapter 7. When they make all the time issues, I put in the rules, the next one.
I mean, this is going to be slightly reversal, but this is maybe a personal impression. I see the rule was amended in 2006, and I'm not sure what it originally said, which may provide some guidance. But I'm not entirely sure what the purpose of the rule is. I mean, it's obvious to me, at least, and this is what we were having discussion earlier, that the presiding officers, including the House Chairperson, must implement the directives, policies, directives and guidelines set down by the Rules Committee and indeed other structures of Parliament. The House Chairperson is designated by the Speaker and therefore presumably must implement instructions given to him by the Speaker. So I'm not sure why there's a specific rule instructing the House Chairperson to implement what I would think would be obvious instructions from senior bodies.
It's interesting given that there's no mention of us being the House
Chairperson. Yeah, but the point I wanted to make was I think we must remember that we're going back again. We've got to remember that there were two, there was a Speaker and a Deputy Speaker, and they felt that they needed additional help. And a House Chairperson, one, the position was created. That then came in. Thereafter, additional House Chairpersons became positions were created. So that's why this thing is sitting in there, because there was one House Chairperson. And that came about because of the time, and Mr. Hundick is probably better able to remember these things than me. But if you remember, there was a chairman elected by the various portfolio committees to manage the combination of committees. And it was then decided that this person should probably be doing that. But that is how we have seen the history of that. And this is what happens with everything in our rules. We change things to circumstances as well, but we don't look at all the implications of it. Mr. Hundick may feel differently to me.
If you look at the heading, it says scheduling function. like the Daily Mail and how chambers. But one should actually look at the ATC of the 2nd of November 26th, exactly what was said there, and see to what extent do we need to specify the said function. Now, then obviously we interfere with the speaker's allocation of functions again. But somehow, if those structures have been created, it must be reset in the rules. Because that was one of our objectives when we started. We said, if a new member comes, a member must not but understand how the structure functions, what the responsibilities are. It can't be referred to the ATC of that day, etc., etc., because you sit in the house, and something like this comes up, you must have clarity of where you are going. So I think we will have to look at that thing. We will also have to look at the committee of chairmen and say if the terminology was adjusted from chair of chair. We should also see if necessary to specify the given function. Or should it be slotted in at the beginning of committee section? You see, because clearly we must just make it logical, the sort of progressive combination of different functions and structures. Otherwise, we should try to avoid something is hidden in here and then it's in that structure there and it's there. You don't get a comprehensive understanding of this body. So if we could do that, it wouldn't help.
I think the issue was raised earlier, and that is that since the other presiding officers elected by the House are there specifically to assist the Speaker, and that includes presiding in the House, but it also includes other functions which the Speaker from time to time allocates to various of these assistant presiding officers. I know that at the time when this happened, we had a chairperson of committees and a deputy chairperson of committees, and that derived from the committee of the whole House, didn't apply more. And so in the process of correcting that to a new requirement, it was also decided to increase the number of support assistants to the Speaker. And so it was increased from those two posts to three past chairpersons. And I said it would be important to indicate in the ADC, to report in the ADC specifically what functions are being assigned to various presiding officers. But I think the point is being made, and it's an important point, to the extent that these House chairpersons individually, on the basis of the assigned functions, are becoming structures in their own right, which are taking decisions and are not necessarily doing so on the authority of the Speaker in all cases, but have been given a kind of independent authority, that would be where the problem lies. And I think I would need to look at ways of either removing a thing like this, which assigns a specific function to a presiding officer assisting the Speaker, and saying just that the Speaker does these things, and then whoever is appointed by the Speaker is next to the Speaker. Alternatively, create them as separate presiding officers, no longer the authority of the Speaker to decide what functions to allocate to whom. One of those two ways one is going to have to go to clarify this, because it's a very important point, and Mr. Boyer raised the question of reporting on it as well.
I don't want to say more than 2 minutes.
No, it's not. You see, he has said much of what I wanted to say. But what I wanted you to take up instead of what is going to help the House. You know, when a ruling is made, then the presiding officer, wherever it is, a House chairperson, and says, you know, after finishing the table, I have come to a conclusion that you are right. You see, he then says to us in the House, the authority of his own. For me, that is very unfair. Because he's not going to come and tell us here that they are acting on the authority of the Speaker.
Only outside the House.
They must know that at least when they start saying they become a ruling, they must be able to say that there is else I am being delegated by the Speaker and that I have consulted with the Speaker. It then being able to lead up in the House the view of the Speaker. You see, it is a language sometimes. So when you the language says that there are so many authorities. You could listen to any minister. Many ministers wouldn't say anything without mentioning that the president or what the cabinet has said. It would show the security of the process. But the parliament, anyone is an authority. It's 2 minutes. I don't understand. It's a gender relationship. particular functional is supported to be interpreted. For me, that the even with the challenge of the EPCs, some of the rulings there, I don't understand. That language is with me there, but he doesn't it as being commanded or being given a directive. So they're all acting on behalf of the school. But that's important because it's not just becoming an authority of his own. For me, it's something that the man is very conscious about the dignity.
Yeah, I think it's very important to distinguish between the role of the presiding officer when seated in the house and giving readings. Each presiding officer has to take exclusive responsibility for whatever reading is given in the house. There's no time to consult, there's no time to get the authority of the speaker to give a certain reading. The presiding officers have to individually take that responsibility in the house. And he may consult, or she may consult, but ultimately the responsibility for the ruling given in the house by a particular presiding officer must be the particular presiding officer's responsibility. Because if they give bad rulings, they've been elected by the house and entrusted with the responsibility of maintaining order in the house and protecting the rights of all members. So if a particular presiding officer gives a bad ruling or consistent bad rulings, there's no appeal to the speaker, number one. And if those rulings are bad and biased, or whatever the case may be, it's up to the House to take corrective action by removing the presiding officer. But if then it comes to the other functions assigned or allocated by the Speaker to presiding officers outside of the House, that's where I was saying that they're acting under the authority of the Speaker. But in the House, they're on their own. That's my view.
When you look at page 86 and what we've been talking about really, for me I think there are two aspects which we need. One is on the education set of that rule, 224, whether it's appropriate or not. Because what we're talking about there is arrangement of house business and settled underlying certain committees. And if it goes, it will be referring here specifically to what is referred to as unusual, what you check on as an ordinance. So if you look at that, it means that it would help possibly to take this rule 224 and relocate it to where we are talking about the committee of chairperson and what the role the house chairperson plays with regards to that committee. Because treasury is an operational matter that is still the responsibility of the house chairperson and affects committee of chairperson. Now we propose that we relocate as such.
We have adopted the program of meeting of this.
Yeah, then we'll be dealing with chapter 18 when we come back. We'll finalize this one. I think this one is very important.
Chapter
10. That's it. That's it. Yeah, but it's 13 that we're holding for now.
If you want to go for the cheaper option.
Yeah, no, I want that one. But we should deal with questions on the 18th of October. That should be able to be very brief. And then hopefully all of us will be able to do that. But I wanted to propose though that our colleagues here would like letters to party again the parents as the first thing that is there are members who want to come and make a relation in the community. And in the caucus of the ANC we agreed that members in the appear before the session of code appear to present their truths and then engage the process of discussion. And Fatima, the team minister, has already sent a lot of people under this station here. I think that's very useful. But we need a letter that will go to chief report this action case that encourages them to have this material to not this material team. But they don't have the program in that. Therefore, that is just to encourage them. It's that we don't want them to have two days within one person comes and say, I didn't know that. I wanted to make contributions to a number of parents that allow faith to do so. It's important that we engage them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the program will remain almost the same. And the impact we're raising here on us. We should work out around November. I know that November 7th is an almost right to the House of Lines. And I think now we'll be in the 40s. Okay, then give us some space again to test that 1 week there, or 2 weeks in around November. Just until 2 weeks around November, just to come to some of our ones. It would be a good idea that when we go for Christmas period, and if you have done everything humanly possible, so good. Because we need a lot of them to have to sit down and they are aligning the rules, the language improved, to capture the essence of what they're trying to say. We need more time for next year when we come back. We look at it around this February, State of the Nation as well. There's a point that's going to open parliament with them. They then work it out accordingly, then they'll be able to present it to us and to see what they want to do. And then I think there's no time really for us, as far as I see. And then if we do that at then actually on the 25th, we might also invite Comrade John Delan to come in and know that the chair of the subcommittee. Because he wanted to give some ideas about the legislation process. And I think he wanted to bring some views on this issue. But I know that if Fatima is coming, maybe also she will be able to convey general views of the leadership there. And I think we should do that. And I think we should add 2 more weeks to the parallel family. Because we wanted to represent the last meeting on the 1st of November. And I think we should give some 2 weeks to that. Because if we are going to the 40th, which anyway, I think the reason I suppose we are planning to do because a lot of other businessmen have the idea that are going to pass this year. Within 14 days, it will never happen. Therefore, I think we'll be there and change the plan like that. We think, okay, I think Karen, look at us. It is possible to locate another 2 weeks. After the 1st of November, then we can wrap it up. Caspar, you are fine. Yes, sir.
So, we are going to work on the question.
Yeah.
And we also get the rules, unwritten rules for questions.
Unwritten rules, For questions. Which one now?
The unwritten rules. Unwritten rules that the questions are written.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
No, I just think that you know one of the people who likes to comment. I don't know when I will get that comment. Just have to change the rules. So that I can take some of
Okay, good. Thank you very much.